Hello.
Hi, my name is Natasha, returning your call from customer service. How can I help you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you so much. So I was calling, I seen a charge that I didn't recognize. So I was wondering if you could help me out, let me know what it was.
May I have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
10940.
10940. One second, the system's loading kind of slow. And that zip code is 10940.
Yes, ma'am, but I don't believe I have an account with you guys. That's why I don't know how you guys got my card. I was hoping to wonder a little bit about what happened there, if you could help me out, please.
Okay, I just want to double check and make sure there isn't any account because without an account, there is nothing I'll be able to do on my end.
Okay, and you're with who, sorry?
I'm a third-party call center for different products. And may I have your first and last name?
I'm sorry, what for which products?
It depends on what you ordered, really. I'm just a third-party call center for multiple products. And whichever one you purchased or you did online, your account pulls up with your number and your name.
Okay.
And may I have your first and last name?
Carlos?
Carlos?
Yes.
Okay. Loading kind of slow, just bear with me.
No problem, no problem. I have what the name of the thing is here that it's charging for, if that helps, so you know which product maybe.
You can go ahead.
It says Enormous Smart Music.
Enormous smart music. Is it like a speaker or?
No, ma'am. I didn't order anything actually, so this is a suspicious charge. So I was trying to figure out what was going on. I didn't order anything.
Okay. Give me one second.
Okay, thank you.
Still here with you.
Okay.
Okay. So I didn't find an account with that zip code in your name. So before I send you over to fraud, let me get an okay for my suit and then I'll get you over, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna restart him. Croatia, haven't read.
May you verify your address for security purpose?
My address?
Uh-huh.
Ma'am, for what?
Because I have your account now, and I'm trying to figure out if there is has been anything charged to your card that is on file before I send you over to fraud.
Okay. 36 Red Barn Lane, Middletown, New York.
Thank you for that.
So did I order something?
It's loading.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. I'm just, this is very, very sketchy. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. At first, I didn't have any account information, but I did re-enter it, and it did come up. And you said you didn't order anything. So before I get you over to fraud, it is protocol that I go through and make sure that nothing is, you know, or everything is on the account. And I have to see first if we were charged.
Okay. So what was ordered?
It's still loading, sir.
Okay, okay.
I do apologize. It's kind of slow this morning.
No problem.
Still loading. Okay, I do see that you enrolled in the sweepstakes for the tactical bag for $7.95, and that did enroll you in a membership monthly for the $67.32. That is a there's a welcoming gift on your account on the site that you entered the sweepstakes for the tactical bag. You have $125 gift card, and it can be used on that website where you did sign in that sweepstakes.
Yeah, that doesn't sound familiar at all. Which website?
I'm not sure what website it was, sir. I don't have access to that, but it does tell me what was charged and what was purchased on your account.
Okay. Is there any way there could be a refund for the $67?
I can do a 35%, but that's about it on my end.
Okay. Can you do that and... Yeah, I'd like to do that, please. And is there like any further dispute that I can do?
Besides the 35% discount or refund, no, sir. So you'll get $23.65 back in 3 to 5 business days.
In 35 business days?
3 to 5, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll do that.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me get that process for you. Still here with you. Give me a couple more moments, please. Okay, I'm gonna place you on a brief hold for about 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Ah, the sleep of this total ghost. Need a better network. It's the season.
still here with you. Our system is still kind of slow. I'm trying to finalize a couple things, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I do have that refunded for you. It will take three to five business days.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Give me one moment. Let me. C-A-L-A-T-A-Y-U-D.
Yes.
Hey, may I have your phone number, please?
845-428-3812.
And would you like to use the email on file, K-A-K, and your last name at gmail.com?
Yes, please.
Okay. And you will get a refund email stating how much was refunded and when, what account it went to.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Is there a supervisor I can speak to at all?
No, sir. Everyone has the same protocol, so even if I was to send you over, she'll tell you the same exact thing I told you.
Could I still talk to the supervisor, please?
No, sir. Without a valid reason, I can't just send you over.
You can't send me over?
No, sir, because she's going to tell you the same thing I did. They're going to listen to the call and they're going to review that I gave you a refund, and there's no valid reason that you need to speak with the suit.
Well, there was scam involved. I didn't order any backpack. I didn't subscribe to anything. Now I've been charged upwards of $70. It's very, and I can't speak to the supervisor. I get $20 back, and I can't speak to the supervisor.
Well, may I ask why you need to speak with the super if you have your refund?
Well, it's only a refund of $20. It's not really a refund.
Well, I do apologize. My hands are tied on my end. Like I said before, I can't just
see
you. Well,
I understand, man. That's why I'm not sitting here arguing. That's why I would like to talk to somebody else if that's possible.
No, sir. We have the same protocol.
Okay, that's fine. I just don't see what it would hurt. See if someone else would be able to help me. I understand that you guys have the same protocol, but...
Mr. Carlos, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I have everything refunded for you. Is there anything I can do on my end?
Ma'am, can you please pull me through to the supervisor?
Sir, I do apologize, but we have the same protocol. If I get you to my soup, she will tell you the exact same thing that I told you.
I understand, and I'll be fine with that if you told me the same thing. I would just like to be transferred, please.
They're not going to let me transfer you, sir, because there is no valid reason for you to be transferred. You have your 35% refund. There's nothing more we could do on our end.
Okay, I'm dissatisfied, and I'd like to talk to the supervisor. What other reason is that? What do you mean you know, I don't have a good reason?
One second,
this
sir. Okay, well, I did speak with her, and I can move it up $2.50.
$2.50?
No, sir. I can move it up to 50%.
Oh, okay. 250%. So that would make it
no,
what?
No, sir. I can move your refund up to 50%.
Okay. Okay, I got you. Okay, I understand you. All right. Is there anything better than that?
Give me 1 second. Okay, I did speak with her, and I do apologize on my end for any inconvenience. She's going to go ahead and let me full refund you. And again, that will be posted in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I really appreciate that. And one more question for you.
Uh-huh.
You said it enrolled me into a subscription. So
yes.
It's supposed to charge me again?
With the yes, sir. Okay, let me explain it. With the $7.95 in the tactical bag, when you purchase that $7.95, it did enroll you for a monthly membership, which is the $67.32 that they're trying to get from you. And until you cancel that $67.32, it's going to charge monthly. But on the account that you did sign up with for that tactical bag, you do have a $125 gift card that can be used on that website for anything.
Okay. Okay, man. Thank you so much. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I didn't buy any bag, and so I didn't. So I wouldn't know what website to go to. I didn't buy any type of bag. So I don't know what happened there.
So you didn't.
So,
You didn't enter a sweepstakes for a tactical bag.
No, ma'am. So, I mean, I don't know how I'm supposed to cancel the subscription when I never even entered it. So I don't know how I would cancel it.
Okay, I can get the account canceled for you, so nothing else will be charged.
Oh, you can do that for me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, please. I would love to do that.
All right,
yes,
give me one moment.
Because I have no idea.
And again, I do apologize for the confusion and misunderstanding.
No, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for everything. I should get a hard shutdown, but just wait and resign and everything.
Still here, just finalizing. And may I have that phone number once again?
845-428-3812.
Okay, I do have that canceled for you. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, please. 1 second. Okay, you can go ahead.
Hold on, the system's froze. Okay, there we go. It'll be C as in Charlie, 263-145-743.
Okay.
All right, is there anything else?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you said the monthly subscription was canceled, so I will not be recharged, correct?
Correct.
And you said I will be getting a free refund, correct?
Yes, sir. A full refund of the $67.32.
Okay, the 67. So the first $7 charge will not be refunded?
Yes, sir. That one is as well.
So that would make it, what, 70-something? Or?
Yeah. Around that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. Our system the system is doing what it wants to today.
Yeah, I understand. No, I mean, I just want to know if it's just, if it's the second charge or both. The first charge wasn't as big, so I mean, I'm really worried about the second charge mostly.
Okay. But that one is going to get refunded in 3 to 5 business days for sure. I got that one for you.
Okay. And if the $7 won't be refunded, will I be receiving the backpack?
It was a sweepstake, so
So it wasn't even a purchase of a backpack.
Right. You purchased to enter the sweepstakes.
Okay, so there's no backpack purchase.
Is no who?
There's no backpack that was purchased, so I'm not going to be receiving. I wasn't supposed to be receiving any backpacks.
Right.
Really? Wow, this thing is funny. Wow. Okay, so then, yeah, I would appreciate it if you could do the full refund. But, yeah, the second charge, I mean.
Okay, so now with the first one, because it has been shipped out somewhere, I will not be able to refund that, I don't think.
Okay, so then I will be receiving it back, like you said, it's been shipped?
Yes, it has an address on here where it's been shipped to. Let me compare them and see. Give me 1 second, so I'm placed on a brief hold.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so I apologize. I kind of read it wrong. You are going to get the tactical bag. It has been shipped out.
Okay.
It's a different sweepstake I was thinking about. I apologize. That's my fault on my end.
Okay, no problem, man. No problem.
So you are going to get that tactical bag, and you're going to get your full $67.32 in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. And then no recurring charges, correct?
Correct. Everything is canceled after that.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I appreciate it. And you said there's an email that was sent out, right?
Mm-hmm. If you don't get it today, you'll get it when your refund posts. But if you don't get that confirmation about the refund today, then you'll get it first thing in the morning.
What, tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Is there a callback number I can have or anything?
Just use the one that you have now with me.
Okay.
The one you call, I'm not sure what it is. Don't quote me. But if the one that, if you call this number back, then you'll get one of us. And then if anything else you need, we'll be happy to help.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.